when someone loses a loved one, so he takes on a din of an onin, aninus. In other words, when the time a person dies, not the person who's dead, meisim chavshi min amitzus, but the relatives, they have a chiyuv to be osek bekfura, to be involved in the burial, and therefore there's a din drabanan of being patur, exempt from mitzvahs. We don't have the din deraisas today, if karbanos maitzur sheni, v'chalti ba'oni mimeni. So the person, the general practice of a normal mourning period, first you become an onen between the death and the burial, and after the burial, the avelus kicks in. And Machogas Rambam Raman, if Avelis kicks in right away, in addition to the din of aninus, or you don't become an Avel until the Kfura, according to either opinion, we don't start counting the Shiva until after the Kfura. So that's when we generally assume. After the Kfura, one has a Chiyav Shiva. So there's a famous Rush in Moed Katan who raises the following question. He wants to know, a Katan Shehigdio, a child who became bar mitzvah, a Katan became a gadol in the middle of Shiva. So what is the situation? Because on one hand, when he started, the Shiva began at the Kfura, the person was a katan, so he's exempt from Avelos min HaTorah. And now, in the middle of Shiva, he became Gadol. So anytime you have an elongated Chiyav, the question is, look, how do we view it? So it's a famous debate between the Rush and his Rebbe, the Maharam of Wittenberg. So the Maharam writes that a katan shehigdio toch shiva, that once he becomes the gadol, he is obligated, he is chayiv in the dine avelus. But even though he was exempt b'shas kfura, but since he's a chayiv shiva, he became a gadol during the obligation, therefore he is chayev, and we don't deal with, you know, dino is a din by karbanos, it's not a din by mitzvahs. And what's one of his rayas he brings? How do I know that if someone becomes obligated in the middle of an obligation, even though you missed the initial outset of it, you're still chayev? He quotes a Gemara in Yevamos, Lamed Beis Amed Beis, 32b, who talks about a katan shehigdio besoch Shabbos. Someone becomes a gadol in the middle of Shabbos. So before a gadol, he's not chayiv in Shabbos min HaTorah. But now, let's say at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not just the age; you have to have different signs of puberty as well, and therefore you don't become, let's say, chayiv in Shabbos until 2 p.m. So the question is, at 2 p.m., am I chayiv in Shabbos? Or do I say, since at the beginning of Shabbos, I was patur and patur now? So the Maram says, well, the Gemara says, that a katan is chayiv to keep Shabbos, even in the middle of Shabbos. So what do we see? The Mara is a raya for me. Just like a katan was exempt in the beginning of Shabbos, and yet he became chayiv in the middle, we say he's obligated to keep Shabbos. So too by Avelis. Even though he was Pater B'Shas Kvura, but since he becomes a gadol in the middle of Shiva, he is obligated. That is the opinion of the Maharam Wittenberg. And the Rush sometimes disagrees with his Rebbe. In fact, one of the famous cases is the Maharam Wittenberg was taken captive. It was common during those days where people took people captives. It's still, I think, popular in Mexico, and they asked for a lot of money. So they took the Maharam Wittenberg. They figured he's one of the Gedolei Hador. They'll get a lot of money for him. So they put him in jail. It wasn't technically jail. I mean, he couldn't leave. I guess he could have people visit him, maybe people learn with him, but he couldn't leave. So the Maharam Paskin, based on the Gemara and Gin, that one is not allowed to pay an excessive fee in order to redeem someone, because then you're just going to get more people who are going to get kidnapped, though, and they'll add more. So he said, no, the Rush, so what happened was no one redeemed him, and even after he died, they still wanted ransom money. I'm not sure if they wanted more, less, or the same. So the Rush, who was the Talmud of the Maharam, he had a different opinion. He felt, Agado Hador, there is no limit. I think it came up when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was on one of these flights, and where they took over an airline in terms of that. But either way, the Rush says there is no amount you could pay enough to get the Gadol Hador out, and he felt that you should do it. So what happened was, after the death of the Maharam Rumberg, there was a wealthy person in town who said, I'll do it, but with one stipulation. I want to be buried next to the Maharam Rumberg. The Kachava, I guess we could find out, if we go to the Maharam's cemetery, we find out who's next to him. Then maybe we could figure out who this person was. So he disagreed with the Maharam, not only on Pidgin Shvuyim, but he disagreed with the Maharam on the Shaila here. The Rosh Hashita is that a child, if you're a Katan Bishas at the time of the obligation by the Kvura, and even though you become a Gadol later, he says a Katan is exempt from Avelis. Aye, and he has his own rayas. He has a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which talks about a Karban Chagiga can be brought over the entire Yontif, even though you chayav in the first day, but you have Tashrumin for the whole Yontif. So if you were exempt on the first day, the Rush says, so therefore you're exempt from all the other days as well. It's a din of Tashrumin. There's only a din of Tashrumin if you have a makeup. So the Rosh says here that we see from this Gemara that if at that key moment Yechayev, I'd say on the first day, you're exempt, even though later on you become Chayev of a Yantav, you still remain exempt. So that's the Rosh Hashita. It all goes down to when is the Zman Chiyav, when do you become obligated? In other words, when you have a Chiyav to do something over an elongated period, is the Chiyav considered all 7 days or whatever we're talking about? Well, no, the Chiyav is just in the beginning, and if you're exempt then, you're exempt always. So that's just what the Rosh says. We see from the Gemara in Chagiga, it goes after the period when you're obligated. And if you're obligated in the beginning, if you're exempt in the beginning, so there is no Tashrumin. And in fact, so that's how he claims. And in fact, we have this is the whole discussion on Motzoi Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's pushed off, or it falls out on Sunday, the whole issue of whether you make Havdolah or not. Because we all know you make Havdolah, you have until Tuesday. But the question is the Chiyav until Tuesday? Or is the Chiyav Shab Saturday night, perhaps Sunday, and then the rest of the day is a Tashrumin? So you have the whole gamma. You have the Ramban who writes that since you can't make Havdolah, since you're all like a Niyam, the Ramban says, of course, you make a regular Havdolah Bidvarim, but we're talking about a Kiddush HaLayayin. The Ramban holds you don't make Havdolah at all. Others hold you make Havdolah Saturday night and give it to a Katan. Our minhag is that we make it Sunday night. And there's a Meiri, which some Svarim might follow, but that we could do Havdolah after Plag HaMincha. You dava Meir and do Havdolah after Plag HaMincha. So that's how some suggested Onin should do as well. So regardless, so there's a on the question of Havdalah, we have there's another famous machlokas, Rush and the Marami Rutenberg. Again, he's cholik on his Rebbe. On a similar, we'll see if it's similar, but it seems at first glance a similar shaila. You're an onain Saturday night. So do you make Havdalah again on Sunday, or perhaps maybe different between Sunday and Monday? So what's the issue? Again, you have the Chiyav Havdalah from Saturday night to Tuesday. Do we view the Chiyav Havdalah as Saturday night, and therefore anyone who's exempt Saturday night, so therefore the rest is Tashlumin, or no? Let's say it's not a Din of Tashlumin, is every moment is a Chiyav, and it's equally split out. So again, so I believe that so that's the Machlokas to Rush and the Maharam in Rutenberg in terms of whether one would have a Chiyav Havdalah after your Aninus. So we paskin l'halacha that we do, that we make Havdalah after the Kfura. That's the discussion. Is it just on Sunday, or what happens? Maybe some of Machal between Sunday, maybe within the Saturday night sheet, is it the whole day, the Chiyav, or that's also Tashlumin, or just afterwards? So again, it seems to be the similar issue there, the Machokas, the Rush, and the Marimurber, regarding whether an Onain is Chayav and Havdalah. When you have a Chiyav that stretches out, do you go by the key moment in the beginning of the Chiyav, and then everything else is Tashkumen, and if you're not Chayev, then you're Pater? No, they look at the whole Zman as the time you're Chayev. So, to getting back to Avelis here, so the Rush says, the Maharam Rurenberg says you're Chayev in a Katan Chayev in Avelis. Just like we see a Katan Chayev in Shabbos. And the Rush disagrees and says, we see from the Dinam of Chagiga by Tashkumen, if you're Pater B'Shas Chayev, i.e. at the Kfura, so you're Pater. So that's so the Rush says, you're Pater, you're Katan, no Avelis. And the Maharam says, there is Avelis. So the Shaila is, what does the Rush do with the Raya of the Gemara in Yevamos? Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. It says, a Katan is Chayev. So it seems to be a Raya for the Maharam mi Rutenberg. So the Karmel says there's no Raya. It's the two different issues. When it comes to Avelis, the Chiyav stems from the Kfura. So if you're Pater during the key moment of the Kfura, so then you're Pater Wagamre. But by Shabbos, the obligation is different. In other words, you have a chiyav every second of Shabbos, you're obligated. It's nothing to do with the original chiyav of when you begin Shabbos. And therefore, the Rush says he's an avelis pata because it's the original moment of the avelis that gives you the chiyav shiva. Masain came by Shabbos, it's every single moment. And therefore, that's why. And that's how the carbon nisanel explains it. So what about the Maharam mi Rutenberg? So what does he say about the Rush saying it's not a Raya? So clearly the Rush disagrees. The Maharam disagrees. The Rush learns the Gemara, it's every moment you Mechayev. Well, the Maharam apparently will learn, no. Shabbos is the same thing. Rav Soloveitchik explained many times that the Chiyav Shabbos, of keeping Shabbos the whole time, at least according to the Maharam, it does go back to the original key moments during like Ben Hashemesh's period. And he said that's why the Maharam holds Yechayev. Going to the Maharam, Shabbos is similar to Avelis. that the chiyuv is based on the original moment. So it's based on the original moment. So he's a katan at the beginning of Shabbos, and he's a katan at the beginning of the Aveira. So why should he be chayev? So Rav Schechter explains in the Eretz HaTzvi that what's put on the Maram, that the why was the Maram would say that a child toch shiva and a katan toch Shabbos are chayev in Aveiros and Shabbos, even though they're telling me at the moment that the Chiyuv came, they're exempt? Because Rav Schechter explains this is, if you know it's going to happen, when you come to the beginning of Shabbos, it's obvious now the child is 12 and a half and change, or whatever he is, he's 13 waiting for the puberty signs. It's clear that we know that on Shabbos, this child's going to become a gadol. And similarly by Avelis, it's clear we know that his bar mitzvah is 2 days from now, so at the moment of the kvura, when the chiyuv began, we know it's inevitable that he's going to become a gadol. So the Maram Shita is that the original moments when a person is obligated could create a weighted obligation. As Rav Schechter calls it, a chiyuv avor v'achar zman, that if it's inevitable it's going to happen, so then you're chayev. So that's why the Maram holds that he compares his rayas from Aveilus to Shabbos, so you could. The Rush holds every moment. The Maharam could still hold it's not every moment. Well, no one in the Maharam could hold it's every moment, but even if he holds it's not, you have to argue that it's only if it's inevitable. That's why there's a whole discussion if someone keeps Shabbos and then they make up a flight, Elon Musk makes up a plane that could travel from New York to L.A. in an hour. So therefore, you could finish Shabbos here, and you could fly to L.A., and you could still get there while it's still Shabbos. Are you chayiv in Shabbos or not? So according to the Rush, that if it's every minute of Shabbos, so then, l'chora, you should be chayiv. But according to the Maharam Rumberg, I don't know if it's an inevitable reality. It seems to be a personal choice. If I decide to go to California, and in fact, that's what the Poskim discuss, they bring down. That's the whole issue, a very contemporary issue, about flying out on Yom Tov Sheni to Chutzlart. In other words, if you're an Israeli, a real Israeli, so then there's no shah, you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to go to a place where there's no yiddin. So what you do if you go, if you're flying to Canada, so then you're allowed to. But Rav Schechter would say you have to hang out in the airport. Some might say you can't fly into Canada because they think it's a Yiddish shtat, but Canada probably is not. So Rav Schechter says a student can't drive into YU on Yom Tov Sheni, because that's for Hersia. But to stay in the airport, that would be okay. That's not a shayla. It's not a shiloh for an Israeli. He's not chayiv in Yom Tov Sheni, unless he goes to a place where people are keeping it. However, let's say a Chacham Tzvi Yid or a Rav Kook Yid, who shita is that you only have that a Ben Chutzaretz could be labeled as a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So according to the shitas that say even a visitor only has to keep 1 day, so therefore, he kept 1 day, he's finished. Now, he wants to fly back on Yom Tov Sheni. So, according to the Maharam, it sounds like it's a personal choice. You don't have to go back. You're choosing to go back, so then perhaps you would be able to. Again, at least fly into Kennedy. But according to the Rush, or it depends, if you hold Yontif is like Shabbos, so then it'd be a problem with every mo. Again, so then you have to get into whether Shabbos and Yontif have the same dinim in terms of, do we say it goes by every minute or not? Or do you have to between Yontif Sheni, Shabbos, perhaps Yom Kippur, there's a discussion as well of keeping, let's say Yom Kippur was over and you flew to L.A. for Yom Kippur, so some bring down, maybe you only have to keep one Yom Kippur, it might be different to the, you know, there could be differences, but let's, to summarize, so we have a famous machlokes, the Rush, and his Rebbe, the Maharam Wittenberg, a katan who becomes a gadol in the middle of Shiva. So according to the Maharam, he's chayev. Because just like we find by a katan is chayev on Shabbos, if he becomes a gadol in the middle of Shabbos, so too here. And the Rush disagrees and says that no, the key time is at the pivotal moment, the key moment, the Shas Achiev, if a katan is exempt, i.e. at the Kfura, so then he's exempt from Shiva as well. And he runs to being a raya from the Gemara and Chagiga, that we only, there's a din of Tashluma and the Karban Chagiga, but that's only if you chayev on day one. If you putter from day one, and then we discuss the issue of either an Onin Motzi Shabbos or a Havdola Motzi Tisha B'Av. That'd be the question. When you have an elongated chiyev, do I say the first night is the chiyev and the rest is Tashluma? Do I say no, it's all one Zman chiyev? So the Maharam says you are chayev to keep Shiva, the Rush says no. Aye, what does the Rush do with the Gemara and Shabbos? So obviously he's going to say the Gemara is different. By Avelis, it goes by the Shas Chiev, but by Shabbos, every moment, the reason I'm chayev in Shabbos at 3 o'clock is independent of 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Aye, so what does the Maharam do? Because the Maharam compared his raya from a katan was to Shabbos. Just like a Shabbos is chayev, and Pashtus, he's learning that the chiyev, that, well, you know, well, you could, well, that's a discussion. You could say by Aveilus, he's just learning the chiyev is the whole time. So you could say he learns the chiyev Shabbos is the whole time also. But let's assume you learn in the Maharam that he holds at the, that even the moment of obligation is the key, then why, if he held that, so why, so why would a katan be chayev then? So that's what Rav Schechter explained, that even according to the Maharam, there's a difference between if you're a katan at the time, if you're exempt at the time, but it's inevitable that you're going to become chayev, a katan right before Shabbos is obviously going to become a gadol, or a katan for aveilah. So therefore, we say there's a latent chayev that's going to be kick upon you when you turn a gadol. But sending, let's say, flying to L.A. after Shabbos, or flying to L.A. after Yom Kippur, or perhaps flying from Israel to Chutzlitz after Yom Tov Sheni, so that's not inevitable. So, you know, according to the Maharam, if you assume that's the Svara, then you could argue it's okay. If you hold every minute, okay. So, so that's the Machlokes, the Rush and the Maharam all agree by Shabbos, a Katan Tzchayev. The question is, because at the beginning of the Rush holds it from because of every moment. If you hold it's the beginning of Shabbos, so he's a Katan. So we have to qualify it, but a Katan who, it's inevitable he's going to return a gadol, so therefore we assume the obligation kicks in, and therefore he's chayev both in Aveilus and Shabbos. And we have to see that there are differences between Yontif Sheni, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos in terms of whether it's every moment or it goes by, you go back to the Shas Achiev, or the Shas that it brings on the Machayev, the obligation.